Good morning, folks. Welcome to yet another episode of the Exposure Weekly Podcast. My name is Daniel Oga. And also welcome to the 26th day of February 2021. February has been awesome. And I really want to say a big thank you to everyone listening to me right now. I know that you've really been of huge support. I want to say thank you and God bless you real good. Okay, for today, what do we have? What you don't know about sex. That's our topic. What you don't know about sex. You know, when you mention the topic of sex, many people get interested and they want to hear what you have to say about sex. So that's what we'll be treating for today. What you don't know about sex. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back, and we're still on the topic of what you don't know about sex. You know, this century has really created an ideology that has promoted sex for a very long time, and many people indulge in sex without really understanding what sex is all about. So today we'll be telling you what you don't really know about sex, and everything we'll be saying today will be based on two things: the scriptures and scientifically proven facts. The scriptures and scientifically proven facts. So what's the first on our list? What you don't know about sex. Number one here says that sex is not love. Yeah, sex is not love. Sex is not love. Sex has never been proven to be love, and that cannot change. So it's possible for you to have sex and not be in love, and you can be in love and not engage in sex. So sex is not a factor when you want to prove how much you love somebody. If sex is a proof of love, then all the prostitutes around will be lovers. They will be big time lovers because they engage in sex always. So if sex is a proof of love, all the prostitutes will be lovers. True love is knowing that you can enjoy your partner's company thoroughly without first running to bed. This was the mistake that a particular guy in the Bible made in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 13, David's son, Amnon. He felt that he loved his sister Tamar, but actually he was lusting after her. So he was looking for ways to get her to his bed. He confided in his friend Jonadab, and the friend, being a crafty man, he advised Amnon and was like, okay, you have to look for a way to lure her to your room. Amnon accepted this advice and he pretended to be sick, and then he beckoned on her to come take care of him, and that was how he had his way with his sister. So if you read from verse 11, 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 11, it says that when she brought them near him to eat, he took hold of her hands and said to her, come, lie with me, my sister. She answered him, no, my brother, do not force me, for such thing is not done in Israel. Do not do this wanton folly. As for me, where could I carry my shame? And as for you, you will be as one of the wanton fools in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray you, speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. But he would not listen to her. And being stronger than she, he forced her and he laid with her. Then see what happened after he laid with her. Verse 15, it says, then Amnon hated her with a great hatred, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. And Amnon said to her, arise and be gone. So he chased her out. You claim to love somebody and you are chasing the person out. He defined love with sex. He used sex as a criteria to define love. But then sex is not love, and it has never been proven to be love. So what exactly is love? We can see that in the book of 1 Corinthians. Let me just read from verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. It never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. But love never ends. In all this definition in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, there was nothing like sex. There was nothing like love is sex. Mm-mm. You don't use sex to define love. So that guy telling you, if you love me, you will sleep with me, is actually a devil. He's wrong. You draw your standard from the word of God, and you draw your standard from nothing else than the word of God. So if the word of God does not define love as sex, then no man should tell you that if you truly love him and you want to prove that you love him, then you have to sleep with him. So love is not sex. I will repeat it again. Love is not sex. If love is sex, then all the prostitutes in town will be lovers. Okay, moving on, our number two here says that sex is addictive. You know, many people will want to contradict this fact. Many people want to tell me that it's not true. And many ideologies have gone out that says that sex cannot be addictive. But I'm telling you, pop and plain, scientifically proven that sex is addictive. And in some other podcasts, we'll get to talk about how sex is addictive, the four different stages of sex addictions and the rest of them, but we'll not talk about that here. But I need you to know, and I need you to understand, that sex is addictive. And when you see people behave in a particular manner in some ways, you know that this person is either addicted to sex or is addicted to sex. Okay. Sex addiction is a compulsive need to be sexually stimulated. You know, people like this begin to have obsessive sexual thoughts. They begin to think about sex, and they begin to use pornographic materials. They begin to masturbate excessively. They begin to engage in risky and inappropriate behaviors such as exhibitionism, public sex, sex without protection, sex with prostitutes, sex with animals, bestiality, and the rest of them. Many even go on to cheat on their partners. Many still go on to commit sexual crimes like rape, child molestation. These are signs of sex addiction. These are signs of sex addiction. So when people begin to behave in this manner, or whenever a person, when you notice that this person behaves like this, then it's either this person is addicted to sex. This person is addicted to sex. So when he begins to, when everything you think about is just sex, when you don't seem to think straight, when all you see when you look at a lady, so imagine things, and then what fills your mind is sex position, this and all that, then you are addicted to sex and you need to seek help immediately. So sex can be addictive. Don't believe the lies you hear. And when people tell you that, okay, I've indulged in so many sexual activities and I'm not addicted, listen, sex is addictive. It's highly addictive. And there are some persons, because of their genetic makeup, of which I will explain later in a later podcast, when it's called a biological aspect of sex addiction. So to understand sex addiction, it forms from a biological standpoint, a sociocultural standpoint, psychological standpoint, amongst others that I will explain later. But then, due to a person's genetic makeup, there are some persons that will indulge in premarital sexual activities and they will get addicted to sex real time. And these persons, we want to quench these cravings with masturbation, with pornography, with child molestation, committing crime, and all that. So if there's something you should not forget, is that sex is addictive. Very, very addictive. Okay guys, we've seen 2 points on what you don't know about sex. Yeah, it has been an awesome one, but we will have to stop here because of our time. We have more points that we will have to take in the part 2 of this particular episode, which will be airing next week. Please do not miss next week for anything. Do not miss next week for anything. Well, that's it for today's episode of the Exposure Weekly podcast. Really sincerely, I want to say thank you for listening. Join us again next week when we talk about what you don't know about sex, part 2. And make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and Anchor and wherever you are listening from. And please do not forget to drop your comments on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/the exposure podcast. And you can also call the numbers 0701-615-487-8790-774-2250. My name is Daniel Oga and this is the Exposure Weekly Podcast. Do have a nice day.